Dawn Jackson Blattner is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist that you follow on Instagram, DJ Blattner. Her website is dawnjacksonblattner.com. Lots of questions for you already from some of our listeners. And you want to talk about something else. A teaspoon of this could improve our gut health, our metabolism, our immunity. What should we be taking, Dawn?
Okay, so I read this study the other day, and I was like, if all I need is a teaspoon of something, would I do it to know that I had a better gut health for the immunity and the mood, everything? I'm like, yeah, I would absolutely do it. What do I need a teaspoon of? And you know what? The answer is herbs and spices. Herbs and spices actually are so much more powerful than I even give them credit for, right? So I think, oh, you know what? Who cares? I just eat plain. I don't need it to be so flavorful. I'll just have a plain chicken breast. No, right. No. Absolutely. The flavor is not only for the fun. The flavor, especially in this case, after just 4 weeks of doing a teaspoon. I'm saying the word teaspoon, which is tiny. A teaspoon of herbs or spices a day. People had better gut health. So we're talking in under a month that you could really see improvements in your gut health. So, okay, so some of the things I was like, what could I do if I was like, all right, I want to do this study myself. So I could pull out my rosemary and basil, and I could put that on my plain chicken. You know, I could do that. I love potatoes, especially in the air fryer. I could put thyme on my potatoes. I always, actually, I do this. Oregano in salads, I think, is so great. You know, in restaurants, a lot of times they do this. I'm like, why is the salad so good? It's like, oh, put oregano in there. And we're talking dried spices here. So you don't need to have all of these fresh things on hand where they're spoiling in your fridge. Just the dried stuff that's in your drawer already. Cumin in, whether you're doing like tacos with ground turkey or ground beef or lentils, put cumin in that. Cinnamon in your oatmeal, I think a lot of people may do that. But really, you know, thinking when you're doing that, you're getting health benefits. It's not just flavor. Ginger in your smoothies. And turmeric, turmeric is a bright yellow spice. It is so obvious that it is good for you because those bright colors mean there's plant compounds in there, phytochemicals that protect our health. Turmeric is great. And it's actually very easy to put into like things like scrambled eggs or even make golden rice. So whatever rice you're making, just put some turmeric in there. And then research shows that if you put a little black pepper with your turmeric, you'll absorb about 200% more of the good compounds in there. So put a little black pepper with that. But so anyway, it's a good sort of small change, makes a big difference story, and something to think about when you're cooking and doing stuff. But you know what? Your producer, your wonderful producer, Pete, reminded me there's a Bears game tonight. And that means soup for me. I always like to have soup during Bears games.
Okay, before you talk soup, I got questions about what you just said. One teaspoon of herbs or spices a day. You don't care which ones I eat as long as I've got, you'll probably ask me to do a blend of them, but if I have a teaspoon of ginger today and then a teaspoon of cinnamon tomorrow, just keep the spices coming a teaspoon a day for 4 weeks.
Exactly. I love how you answered that already. It's variety is going to be your best friend here. Even if you did the same one, though, you'll still get some benefits, but having variety. So even just taking out your cinnamon, your ginger, oregano, thyme, rosemary, keep it on the counter and remind yourself, like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I could put that on here.
Dawn, is pepper on the list?
Pepper is on the list. In this study, they didn't necessarily pull out pepper, but it is absolutely one of those super spices.
Okay, so
you know, even when you're putting just pepper on there.
You wrote cinnamon, ginger, cumin, turmeric, rosemary, oregano, basil, thyme, cinnamon, ginger, cumin, turmeric, rosemary, oregano, basil, thyme, a teaspoon a day. And boy, will that help you in so many ways. Can I ask you a different question?
Yeah, please.
My friend Eric Rung, who works with us here at WGN Radio, said, hey, quick question for Dawn Jackson Blattner. My three-year-old loves fruit, yogurt, crackers, some vegetables. He, however, has stopped eating scrambled eggs, stopped eating chicken, won't even eat pizza anymore. I'm concerned about his protein intake. Any ideas how to sneak protein into the diet? Dawn.
Oh, yes. Thank you as a parent for paying attention to that. And I love all those well-rounded things that are, you know, on the, agenda and the menu already. Sometimes it could very well be just how it's being served. So one of the first things to say is like, okay, maybe if it's not a scrambled egg, could it be French toast? So French toast can be whole grain bread, and the egg is sort of soaked into the bread, and it's not just a big pile of scrambled eggs. So trying things like bridging on what he already likes or she already likes in terms of, you know, a lot of kids like the carbs. So trying to bridge that, like with a French toast version, or even things like a pancake mix. They have high protein pancake mixes that you could use and have, you know, on that little buffet table and menu that the kid already likes. Yeah, do a little high protein pancakes. Lean in to sort of what they already like. And a worst case scenario is also, you know, they do sell kid friendly protein powders. So if you wanted to, you could make a, you know, little baby berry, just like, you know, the kid was liking berries and fruit with the yogurt, and then a little bit extra protein powder you could do, or just keep blending higher protein yogurts in there. So Greek yogurt in that little baby smoothie. It doesn't have to be a ginormous smoothie. It could be little kid-sized friendly smoothie. And so, like, having a little bit of fun with it, just not looking at that big pile of protein is probably going to help. And what's so cool about kids is, you know what, they go through phases. So they'll probably be out of this phase sooner than you even think.
Speaking of my friends here at WGN Radio, I was doing the Mincing Rascals you were at the Mincing Rascals podcast that we did at Second City. It was so nice to see you there.
And it was awesome. I am voting for you to do many more of those, because that is a fun thing to do at night.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Now, listen to this. Backstage, John Hansen came up to me and he says, "Can I tell you something?" I'm like, "Oh, wow, what's on your mind?" He said, "I've changed my life in a way I never thought I would, and it's from something Don Jackson Blattner told me." And he said, "She said on the radio, if you're going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, make the jelly part fresh sliced strawberries, and that's adult PBJ. Hansen has tried it, and he's never gone back, never will."
I love that. And you know what? I think that speaks volumes for a couple of things. One, you really can take what you already eat and make upgrades to it. You know, this culture is all about scrapping everything you do and trying some crash diet that's totally different from how you live. And it's like, no, if you like peanut butter and jelly, I bet you you could do an upgrade of your bread. I bet you you could swap the jelly to fresh fruit for more fiber and nutrients. You know, I bet you could buy a no sugar added peanut butter, you know, and enjoy it and love it. So it's like taking things that you already eat. I say eat what you crave, but do it with better for you ingredients. And the other thing that I think that story is great is the willingness and openness to try new things. Guess what? You don't have to commit to anything, but why don't you test it? Test it out. Oh, I wonder if I like turmeric in rice with a little black pepper. I'm going to test it. And if you do, hey, look at you just upgraded your nutrition. If you don't, you don't have to do it. You know, it's always testing.
What about my friend Eric Rung's question about his child and trying to get more protein in there? And you said, hey, kids like carbs. Put the French toast with an egg, make them a French toast. But we aren't normally recommending carbs on this show. And I just wonder how concerned I should be about the diet choices of somebody under the age of 6, as long as they're eating and getting calories. Or should we worry about the things that adults worry about, you know, processed foods, fats, carbs, stuff like that?
Okay, it's absolutely never too early and it's never too late to start changing your nutrition and taking it, you know, a little bit more seriously while having fun. So absolutely, kids in this country, it's the only country where kids eat different stuff, that there's like a kid's menu of chicken nuggets and mac and cheese and things like that than any other country. Other countries, kids eat what the adults eat, and wholesome vegetables and fruits and whole grains. So absolutely, starting young, and don't feel, you know, like you're out if you haven't done it. You know, no matter what your age, you can always start. Mm. And the other thing is, I'm very pro carbs if they are quality carbs. So carbs, or the word is carbohydrates, are in everything. Fruit, yogurt, whole grains, beans, all of these healthy foods that you find in the Mediterranean longevity type diet, very carb loaded, but not the white processed carbs like of pizza and burritos and tortillas and chips and all of the things that we normally associate, a pasta, we normally associate with carbs. So quality carbs absolutely must be part of our longevity diet. So it's just about looking and saying, if I like bread, make sure you're doing you know, the whole grain, beautiful versions of the bread. You know, if you like pancakes, make sure you're making the higher protein, whole grain versions of your pancakes.
Dawn, let's pick up with some of these questions that we asked before the break, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. What about the fruit and vegetable capsules I see on TV? Should I buy those?
Okay, so here's the scoop. For every supplement, I do this equation in my head. Will this potentially help me? Will this potentially hurt me? And for most healthy people, those fruit and vegetable capsules will not hurt you and may be helpful. So, hey, it's a fine thing to do. However, this is a big however. They are expensive. And so if you have limited resources, you are better off, if you have this chunk of money, you are better off buying fruits and vegetables that are wholesome from the grocery store and eating 3 cups of vegetables and 2 cups of fruits every single day than spending your money on pills. So if you're already doing, you know, your fruits and vegetables and you're really trying to get them in the whole form, fine to add this, you know, additional supplements for most healthy people. Now, anytime you talk about supplements, you should also say, hey, why don't you go check with your doctor to make sure your health history is okay taking the supplement. But in general, most healthy people, those are okay.
Dawn, what about plateauing? My body's in pretty good health. I exercise 5 days a week, but I don't lose weight. What advice do you have for people that hit that wall?
Okay, the first most important thing, the minute I hear the word plateau, I think of the FIT principle, F-I-T-T. The FIT principle is shaking up your frequency, intensity, time, or type of exercise. So plateau means you need a shakeup. And so for somebody who's already doing a lot of frequency, so going 5 times, it's probably not frequency we would play with this particular person, but we would check, hey, what's the intensity like? You know, have you sort of just started dialing it in those 5 times that you're going? What type, you know, are you doing? Are you doing a mix of weightlifting and cardio and, you know, all sorts of stretching and things like that? What's your mix? And then the whole idea of time, you know, can you add, you know, 2 extra minutes, 3 extra minutes when you're there? So bottom line, the FIT principle will help you with a shakeup. That's the first thing for a plateau. The other thing, because I'm the nutrition person, after you do that, really look at your plate, and you don't have to make drastic changes, but for a plateau shakeup, it usually has to do with ratios. It usually says, hey, you're probably eating great stuff, but you probably could shift back the carbs a little bit and pump up the protein and the produce on your plate. And so paying attention to that subtle shift of ratios, that shakeup with food, can also help. So that's a plateau, just means you need to shake up, do the FIT principle, and change up some ratios.
I love oatmeal, and I eat it, but I recently saw a person say, don't eat oatmeal ever because the oats are covered with glycosylated substance for pest control, and it's very bad for you. What about that, Dawn?
Okay, so this is a whole question about how our food is grown in this country. And so bottom line is, yes, pesticides are used to grow natural foods like oats in a field. However, we do have governmental regulations of how much is in our food, so you don't ever have to feel like we are being fed, you know, the super unsafe food. If it's very important to you, you can do organic oats that still use pesticides with different types of pesticides. So bottom line is, you can make the choice for yourself. Either is safe, whether it's regular oats or whether it's organic oats, both of them are very good for you. They're whole grains, incredibly good for heart health. You see it on every single container of oats. You see that little heart symbol because it is a heart-healthy food. So I definitely would not recommend taking it out of your diet. But I will give you this. Most people have a real bad oatmeal breakfast that is so low in protein, it makes me cry. So bottom line, when you are eating an oatmeal breakfast, make sure that you're adding protein like a Greek yogurt on the side or some cottage cheese on the side or stir protein powder in there or have an egg or two on the side. Don't just have a huge bowl of oatmeal. Really make sure you're rounding it out with some protein and some produce.
If you and I were having breakfast and I ordered oatmeal, you would start to cry?
Yeah. I would say, please, could you please have a little bit of eggs on there or could I give you a scoop of Greek yogurt? I need you to have a little protein.
All right.
Balance is such a huge thing. Oatmeal is a great food. So many foods are so healthy individually, yes, Right. But when you start looking at patterns, it's even better.
Dawn, I got one more question for you.
Yeah, sure.
What about, there's just a story that was in Huffington Post. They talked to an expert at the International Food Information Council, and they said that fruit with thick skins should be washed before you consume them, even bananas. You should wash a banana, your watermelon, your cantaloupe before you eat it. Do you have an opinion about that?
Yes, I do. Bananas are the least problematic of those. If you don't wash a banana, that is absolutely A-okay. But all the other foods listed there, it's so critical you wash them because those thick skins, your knife is touching that dirty, dirty flesh and cutting into the actual fruit you're going to be eating. So that's where the cross-contamination can happen. A banana, you're not really cutting into it. You're peeling it and tossing it. So there's less likelihood of that contamination in the banana case. So I'm not real hot to try on having to wash a banana. But all the other fruits, even when you're not eating the skin, absolutely. If your knife is cutting through it, you must wash it.
All right, I'm out of time, Dawn. What kind of soup are you going to have tonight watching the Bears game?
Oh, I think I'm going to vote for tortilla soup. I love a good tortilla soup.
We'll talk next week, Dawn. It's always a delight and really helpful to visit with you. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you so much.
On Instagram, she's DJ Blattner.